We're doing our second class on the Haggadah, and let's begin with the next song. We're skipping the Chutz La'aretz song. If we have time, we'll get back to that. V'amaltem Zevach Pesach is a song that's only sung in Chutz La'aretz, I think. In Chutz La'aretz it's sung on the second night. I guess in Eretz Yisrael it's sung on the first night. So we'll get back to it. I prefer to do the next song. It's more important. The next song has a few tunes. We'll begin with one, and then we'll go on to the next. The song begins with the words Kilo, for to him, to Hashem, na'e. It is fitting, it is nice, it is correct. Kilo, for to him, ya'e, it is fitting. And we're going to sing praises in the order of the Aleph Beis. And we're going to say about how all this is to you, Hashem, to you is Hashem the kingdom, to you is Hashem all the praise. So, let's begin. We'll start with the easier tune. Kilo hoinoe, kilo hoyoe. It's the in the back of our God. We have extra others here. You serious? So we'll do the tunes later. So we'll do that, God, enough. Kilo nae, kilo yae, kilo nae, adir bimlucha, adir bimlucha, machuk alacha, gedoda. Yomeru lo lecha ulecha lecha ki lecha lecha af lecha lecha Adonai yamamlacha ki lo nae ki lo yae ki lo nae dagul bimlucha dagul bimlucha aduk alacha Vatikav yomru lo lecha o lecha lecha ki lecha lecha af lecha lecha Adonai yamamlacha ki lo nae ki lo yae ki lo nae zakai bimlocha zakai bimlocha chasin kalacha Tafsirav yomru lo lecha o lecha lecha ki lecha lecha af lecha lecha Adonai yamamlacha ki lo nae ki lo yae ki lo nae yachid bimlucha יחין ממלוכה כמר קלחה לימודיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה מלך ממלוכה מלך ממלוכה נורא קלחה סביביו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה ענב במלוכה ענב במלוכה פודק עליך צדיקיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה קדוש במלוכה קדוש ממלוכה רחום קלחה שין ענב יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה תקיף ממלוכה תומך קלחה
תמימיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה.
So that's an easy tune. It's a very easy tune. You guys got the hang of it. I caught it the first Seder I heard it. I heard this by Rav Magnus, and I caught it. The standard Yekesh traditional tune, you guys want to hear one more too? And then you'll decide which one you want to memorize.
Ki lo na'e, ki lo ya'e, adil bimlucha. בחוקה לך גדודיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה.
So that's a basic tune.
Ta 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 ותיקב יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך 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 אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה זכאי במלוכה חסין כהלכה תחסירם יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה יחיד במלוכה כביר כהלכה לימודיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה מלך במלוכה נורא כהלכה סביבם יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה, ענב במלוכה, פודקה לך, צדיקיו יאמרו לו, לך ולך, לך כי לך, לך אף לך, לך אדוני הממלכה, כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה, קדוש במלוכה, רחום כהלכה, שינניו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה כי לא יאה תקיף במלוכה תומך כהלכה תמימיו יאמרו לו לך ולך לך כי לך לך אף לך לך אדוני הממלכה כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה.
So it's a pretty simple tune also. So the first tune went, כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה, כי לא נאה, אדיר במנוחה, אדיר במנוחה, בחוקה לך, גדודיו יאמרו לו, לך ולך, לך, כי לך, לך אף לך, לך אדוני הממלכה, כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה, כי לא נאה, דגול במנוחה. And the second tune was, כי לא נאה, כי לא יאה. Okay, so you guys got...
Tafsar
is a lower officer, like an officer who's second in command. So those second in command, kilo God's angels, it's like a taf v'sar, a young sar. Taf is young. Taf sa. I think that's a Rashi says somewhere.
And what is Shinanav?
Shinanav also is like those who are beneath him, his servants. Okay. Now we go back to the beginning of the Haggadah. We said we'll go the end and the beginning. So let's go back to the beginning. Kaddish. We rush home to make Kiddush so the kid and left don't fall asleep. So the father has to come home quickly so the children don't fall asleep. And he makes Kiddush quickly. And when he makes Kiddush, that is going to be the first of the four kosot. We know that there are a few mitzvot that are doraita and a few mitzvot that are drabanan. Biblical and rabbinic mitzvot on the night of the Seder. Simply understood, the rabbis instituted four cups of wine on the night of the Seder, and this is going to be the first cup. Chazal didn't just want us drinking wine. Chazal instituted that we drink these cups of wine. Each one is going to be aligned with a mitzvah. So the first mitzvah that we are aligning the first cup with is the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have a mitzvah of sanctifying the day, recognizing that the holy day has entered, and that we do in Kiddush on Friday night and on Yom Tov night. And that is a biblical mitzvah, Kiddush. So in our Kiddush, we align the Kiddush, we honor the Kiddush with a cup of wine, and that is going to be the first of the four cups of wine. Now Chazal instituted that we must drink these cups of wine in a manner that free men drink. How do free men drink? Well, first of all, they have someone else pour the cup for them. So someone else should pour the cup for us. In most houses, it's customary that only the head of the household has his cup poured for him by someone else. But really, in many houses, someone else pours the cup for us. Now, out of modesty, a man should not pour for a woman, and a woman should not pour for a man. That is always the case, even on a date. If you happen to get an alcoholic beverage, which is probably not a proper thing to do on a date, but if you do, then you shouldn't pour it for her, and she shouldn't pour it for you. Only husband and wife pour alcoholic beverages for one another, and even they, when they are in a period that they are prohibited, so then they are to refrain from that. That is an act that is considered an act of intimacy, pouring alcohol for one another. And that's why even a couple, when she is in her period, when they are prohibited, they don't pour for one another cups of wine. After Kiddush, he'll put down the cup of wine and she'll come take it, but he doesn't pour it for her. So at the night of the Seder, if you're a guest by someone, you shouldn't offer his wife to pour her the cup of wine, nor should she pour the cup of wine for you. That's improper. So we do usually have someone else pour for us. What we do at our house is we have one guy who's the Sar HaMashkim, he pours for everyone else, and then I pour for him. So he's in charge of the drinks also, because I try to encourage everyone to mix alcohol with grape juice. And here there's a halachic discussion. In Eretz Yisrael, most people don't go with Rabbi Feinstein's opinion. And most people will drink grape juice for Kiddush Friday night and for the Seder four cups. And that is the generally accepted opinion here in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Feinstein held that one should preferably have a beverage that can intoxicate. He said there are a few aspects to the four cups of wine. One is the aspect of chirut, showing that we're free men. And he said that chirut is indicated when you drink something that can intoxicate. Now, if you take a wine, 12%, even 3%, 5%, and you do one part wine and three parts grape juice, if you drink enough of that, it might take you 8 or 10 cups, but it can intoxicate. It's just a question of how long it'll take. So that would still constitute a kosher beverage for a lechatchila beverage, even according to Rabbi Feinstein. And that's why I encourage everyone who attends my Seder to mix. Take a little bit of the wine and a lot of the grape juice. And every Seder, no one listens to me. And every Seder, people fall asleep in the middle of the Seder, and I'd say two out of the three guys also get drunk. And by the end of the Seder, we have some very happy people sitting around the table, because we're also going to discuss that between some of the cups, one may drink more. Now, people generally do not have time to prepare and eat and drink like normal human beings on the eve of Pesach, so people come very hungry and thirsty, and there's wine on the table, so they drink. And even when I make sure the wine is off the table, they ask for the wine, and then they drink. And even those who do not drink, you'd be surprised on an empty stomach what two cups of wine can do to you. So my recommendation to everyone is, if you're going to drink those four cups of wine at our Seder, Do it at our model Seder as well. And then when you see how knocked out you are after four cups of wine at our model Seder, maybe you'll recognize that you shouldn't do it when you come to our Seder. This Thursday night, we're going to have a model Seder here. So everyone's invited. But no one listens to me. I mean, most guys do drink. Even if they do dilute it, they'll put like three parts wine and one part grape juice. And guys are knocked out. Guys have a very hard time holding their head up after 1 o'clock. And our Seder runs till 3, 4 in the morning. We have a lot of singing and a lot of stories and Divrei Torah. But guys can't handle it. And you know what? If I drank four cups of wine, I'd have a hard time handling it. Even the way I drink it, that I diluted one part wine and 3-4 parts grape juice, I have a hard time staying up. So my recommendation is, the first thing is dilute your wine. You want to go with grape juice? Most of Israel, here in Eretz Yisrael, most of Israel, as far as I know, goes with grape juice. They don't even drink wine. So when you prepare the cup, we're going to discuss in our model Seder, one of the things we'll do, Bezat Shem, is measure out how much is a revis, how much should the cup contain. And even though ordinarily we say that one can drink the majority of a revis, which means a little bit more than half of a revis, which isn't that much. I mean, we have a cup here, we'll see, Mirat Shem Thursday night, you guys will see. I mean, it's really not that much. It's the volume of about, I'd like to show you on a cup. We have no cups here, right? Okay. Let's imagine this were a cup, okay? If this were the cup, yeah? Take a standard plastic cup. If this is the bottom of the cup, till about here is what you need to drink for the majority of a revis. On a regular plastic cup, a whole revis is still about here. So you've got to drink a little bit more than half. That's how much you have to drink on regular Friday night. Now, on the night of the Seder, so we have another chumrah, that l'chatchila, preferably, one should drink the majority of the cup. Not only the majority of a revis, but also the majority of the cup. Now, the cup does not have to contain more than a revis. So an intelligent person is going to use a cup that has exactly a revis, and then they'll measure, like we do in my house, the Eve of Pesach, they'll measure how much is the majority of the cup, and they'll be able to estimate well what the cup's supposed to look like after you've drunk the majority of the grape juice or the wine. And this way, you drink what you have to, more than that you don't have to drink. And you'd be surprised after the whole meal, when you hit the fourth cup, guys are like, Rabbi, do I really have to drink this fourth cup? Guys are eating and drinking throughout the meal, and by the time we hit binging, and we're only up to the third cup, and then at the end of Hallel, when we do the fourth cup, guys don't have strength to drink a fourth cup. And at any rate, if our goal is not to get drunk and to hold our heads up throughout the Seder, so then it helps knowing what the minimum that you have to drink is. So firstly, we said on the night of the Seder, preferably one should drink the majority of the cup. So therefore, it's better to have a cup that holds exactly a revis. And Bezat Shem on Thursday night, we'll discuss how much that is. And secondly, dilute the grape juice. So that dilute the wine, so that it isn't intoxicating. Now, when we drink, we have to do it behesaba, leaning. What is leaning? Leaning must be on something. You can't lean into the air. That's not heseba. If you're sitting on your chair and you're going like this and you're saying, well, I'm leaning, that's not kosher. You didn't lean. You weren't mekayem heseba. Leaning must be on something. So you could turn your chair around, which is what I do, and you put a pillow on it, and then you lean on your chair like this, and then you're like a free man drinks, and you drink your wine. Guys, you with me? Yeah? Okay. Now, Chazal instituted that we lean on our left, right? And Chazal said, when one leans on his right, it is more likely that he'll choke on his drinking, so we lean on our left. I am not going in depth here. Previous years, we went more in depth here. I'm looking to cover basics. There's a lot to say that I'm skipping, even about the leaning. But for lack of time, I'd rather have it clear then go into the depths. And we'll learn the Gemaras, and we'll learn the Rishonim, and we'll learn the Halacha, we'll discuss other things. I'm laying out a disclaimer now. I'm skipping over details that are relevant halachically, but for the sake of brevity, I'd rather keep it very, very accurate and simple for our needs. So we lean to our left, lefties and righties. For lefties, it's a little bit more difficult. And we lean when it's time to drink. We don't lean when we make the blessing. We don't lean when we do all the other things, but when it's time to drink, then we lean to our left. Yeah, guys, you with me? Okay. Now we make kiddush, and like every biblical mitzvah, we should have in mind that we're performing the mitzvah when we do it. And that's why it's good to say, Hinni muchan muzuman nekeyem mitzvat kiddush. Now what about the L'shem Yichud? So that depends. Some say you should say L'shem Yichud, some say you shouldn't. Whatever your custom is. The problem arises when people want to say the Hinni muchan muzuman on the second cup, which is in the middle of a blessing. Then it's more problematic to say the Hinni muchan muzuman. I wouldn't do it there. Okay, so we begin Kiddush, and the head of the house makes Kiddush. We have the custom that everyone joins in. This year Pesach isn't on Friday night, so the Kiddush begins with the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen. And we do not drink until the end of Kiddush, just like Friday night. We say Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we continue to the Kiddush. And in the Kiddush we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world. Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam, God chose us from all the nations. And elevated us from all the different languages. We know that the nations were all mixed up. We no longer know who is Amalek. We no longer know who is Ammon and Moab and Edom. But we have the languages. So God chose us from the nations, uplifted us from the different tongues. God gave us sanctity through the mitzvot. The mitzvot give us holiness. How does a person engage his wife? He gives her a ring. He gives her something that she'll remember him for life. The mitzvot are our signs. Why do we give a ring? Because wherever you go, hein al kapayim chakotich. You guys know the medrash, right? Am Yisrael said, simeini chachotam al libecha. Place me, seal me into your above your heart. God says, no. One's heart is covered with one's shirt. When do you see the heart? No, God says. God says, Hein al kapayim chakotich, I engraved you on the palms of my hands, something you see always. I love you and I always want to see you. So, what? Ze gemara, ani choshev biyoma, vehapasuk, kamduvani beishaya. Am Yisrael, hapasuk, Hein al kapayim chakotich, chomoteich negdi tamid. I don't remember. I think it's Yishaya, but I'm not sure. And the Gemara might be in Psachim or Yuma, I don't remember. So when we get engaged, we give a ring, something that you see all the time. We don't give something that goes in the pocket or somewhere else. We give a ring, something that's supposed to reflect our connection all the time. So too Hashem engaged us. He gave us signs. He gave us Shabbos, He gave us Tefillin, He gave us Mezuzah. Hashem gave us mitzvot. They're the kiddushin. They're the engagement, they're the holiness, they're the bond between us and Hashem. Hashem was kiddushanu b'mitzvotam. V'titen lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava, God gave us with love, mo'adin l'simcha, set times for happiness. Yom Tov is a time to be happy. A person isn't supposed to get upset on Yom Tov. Chagim uzmanim l'sason, days of rejoicing, set times for happiness. Et yom chag ha-matzot hazeh, this day, the holiday of Matzot, that is the identifying marker of Pesach. Zman Chirutenu, this is the time we went free. Mikra Kodesh, a day of holy gathering. According to the Ramban, that's why we have a mitzvah. The Ramban holds Mikra Kodesh, means there is a biblical mitzvah to be in Minyan on Yom Tov. People who cannot, what can you do? But people who willfully go out to Honolulu on Pesach, they have a serious problem. They have a problem in their chinuch, they have a problem in the chinuch of their children, but they also have a problem because the Ramban holds that it's a biblical mitzvah to gather on Yom Tov. And this is one of the points that, guys, you have to put in your blood. People who didn't grow up with this concept very often miss it. The Yamim Tovim are times which will form your lives and form the lives of your children. All too often, people who didn't grow up with this concept can be found going off to doing all kinds of things on Yom Tov. They'll go scuba diving in Egypt on Pesach. And you say, wait a second, what's going on here? Wait a second, you're going to Egypt on Pesach? I'm telling you things that happened. I'm not making up the story. We had a couple that was dating and was on the verge of engagement. And the guy went off to Egypt on Pesach. And the girl called me up and said, I don't understand. What's he going to do when we're married? My kids are going to know their father went to Egypt on Pesach? They broke up. That was one of the reasons they didn't get married. She said, what's going on here? So ever since then, I realized that if you don't grow up with this concept, that Yom Tov is a time to be with family and with the community and the tremendous value that Yom Tov has as far as building the bond with one's own family. If you don't grow up with that concept, you might not know it. So I'm telling you guys, know it. This is very, very important. This is a pivotal part of family time. It's not the vacations. The vacations are also important. But here it's the Torah-ordained vacation. It's Mikra Kodesh, a day of holy gathering, going to shul, hearing the songs together. Find a shul you like. Don't go suffering through davening. Find a shul you enjoy the singing, but you have to be there. That's part of Jewish life. It's a critical part of Jewish life for you and your kids, and these are the memories. Zecher Litziyah Mitzrayim, of course, this is a commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt. Kivanu v'chalta, for you have chosen us, v'otanu kidashta mikol amim, and you've given us holiness from all the nations. And here this has multiple meanings, as you guys can see. You gave us your holy holidays with happiness, with rejoicing as an inheritance. Bochata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Mekadesh Israel, who gives holiness to the Jewish people, v'azmanim, in the times. One of the factors of being Jewish, one of the tremendous gifts that God gave us, is the capacity to control time. Time does not control us, we control time. And that is one of the concepts of Pesach. What is the difference between chametz and matzah? A minute, a second. Chametz is when we control time. Chametz is when we don't control time. It just rises. The dough rises, it becomes chametz. Matzah is we're in control. We control the time. And one of the gifts that God gave the Jewish people is that we... Matzah is dough that was produced into flat bread in under 18 minutes in a cold environment. If you leave it one more minute, it becomes chametz. In order to make matzah, you have to be in control of the time. You have to be in control. You make it in enough time that it does not become chametz. That same piece of dough, if left for another minute, would become chametz, right? So the concept of matzah reflects that concept of controlling time. By the same token, when did God take us out of Egypt? The night of the 15th of the month of Nisan. What's the month of Nisan? That's the month when the Egyptian constellation, the constellation of the Egyptian god, is most powerful. When is it most powerful? On the full moon, the 15th of the month. When does God take us out of Egypt? On the 15th. God says, you're not bound by time. You control time. Time doesn't control you. People who are living under the mazalot, under the constellations, where nature runs their life, so then they cannot control time. If right now it's day, it won't be night. If right now it's night, it won't be day. By us, day and night are in our control. What do we sing? Karev yom, bring close the day, asher hu lo yom velo laila. That's not day nor night. Our redemption is that time when it becomes clear that God controls things. It's not a day, it's not a night, God controls it. On the night of Pesach, we do a few things. We commemorate the past that God took us out of Mitzrayim. When? B'chatzi alayla, at exactly midnight. Why was it so important? Why does God have to do it exactly at midnight? Think about it. What concept is God telling us? The middle of the night of the 15th of Nisan. Why? The pinnacle, the apex, the strength of the Egyptian gods. They believed that was their strongest moment. God said, okay, that's when I'll destroy you. I'll take the people who you value most. The firstborn in Egypt were considered gods. God said, I'll show you, I'll kill them. I'll take all the idols throughout Egypt. They'll all be destroyed. They wake up the next morning, every idol. Throughout their churches, every idol's been destroyed, smashed. What happened? God says, I'm going to pass through Egypt that night. And you'll recognize that I run the show, not all the forces you believe in. You with me? So when we speak about Pesach, we speak about the past, we also speak about the future. We have a promise. The prophet tells us, Hashir Yiyeh Lachem, the song you will ultimately sing in the future redemption, it will be for you Kelel Yitkadesh Chag, like the night that the Yom Tov of Pesach was given sanctity. Meaning the future redemption will be as miraculous as the past redemption. Hashir, the song you will sing in the future, Yiyeh Lachem, will be for you Kelel Yitkadesh Chag, like the night of the holiness of Pesach. And that's how our Haggadah is divided. We have Matchil Begnut Umseyem B'Shevach. We have the recounting of Magid, the recounting of how we began in such a lowly state, and then ultimately God took us out of Mitzrayim. We conclude with the Shevach, with the praise. And then after the meal, we go over to a discussion of the future redemption. That's the section of the Haggadah after the meal. Before the meal, it's all a focus of the past. How we were down, and God brought us up. Then we have the meal, and then we start focusing on the future. Yeah? And then we make Shechayonu, we thank Hashem for keeping us extant and living to this time, to the time of the beautiful holiday of Pesach. We're going to skip Havdalah. It's not relevant this year. Last year we discussed it. When it'll be relevant, you could see last year's shiur. Before we continue, we've made Kiddush. We've said Shecheyanu. We've drank the cup of wine leaning on our left side. And now we are ready to proceed with the Haggadah. Do me a favor. Take a few moments and take a few shekels and buy yourself a good Haggadah. There's no reason that guys come to me every Pesach and take my Haggadot. You're all invited to take my Haggadot. I must have 30 or 40 Haggadot at home. I have no problem lending you my Haggadot. I have a problem that you don't own a Haggadah that you like. For your sake, not for my sake. You guys have to have Haggadah. Take the time. Get a basic art scroll Haggadah. Get a Haggadah. I personally recommend the Kol Dodi Haggadah, because that's a Haggadah that explains to you all the halachot. At least you need to know the halachot. Now you want pshat, get an Ana Dodi Haggadah. That gives you pshat and all kinds of nice Divrei Torah. That's two art scroll Haggadot. You could get them. I got them here in Israel. You don't want those, get a regular art scroll Haggadah. Get any Haggadah that talks to you. I don't care. But you should have your Haggadot. Start a Haggadah collection. One of the works in Judaism that has the most commentaries is the Haggadah. Yeah, I don't know if there are more commentaries on the Haggadah or on the Chumash. I'm not sure which one has more. So I personally own maybe 50 commentaries on the Haggadah, and there's still a lot I don't own. There's a lot. So start learning the Haggadah. Take the time to prepare. Get a Haggadah you like. Get a Haggadah that goes in the order and explains what you're supposed to do when. It's your lives. You guys got to start getting these books. They're basics. Go online and you'll get... I have an explanation online on how to have the Seder. All the halachot of the Seder. I have a little pamphlet. It's maybe 15 pages. It covers all the halachot you need to know. Bezrat Hashem, we will print it out for the model Seder and give out copies. But you guys could go online, download it, learn it, and know it. Because every year we do it in the model Seder. And I give everyone a printed copy at my house. And about 80% of the guys don't do what it says in the pamphlet. And I explain it at the time. Just when we're about to do it, I explain it again. So guys have had the model Seder. They have the pamphlet there when they come to the Seder. And they have an explanation prior to action. And 80% of the guys don't do what you're supposed to do. So learn it, guys. It's not a big deal. Take the time and learn it. It's not too complicated. Okay, for today we will have to pause here. Because Hashem will continue Tuesday, Wednesday night.